So I'm sorry, everyone, this evening, that understanding is very vital this year. We must understand the situation. We must understand the polity. You must understand your circumstances. You must understand the word of God. We must understand the prophecies that come. We must understand the times and the seasons. Because when you understand, you probably know what to do. This year, as we begin a new year, please seek to understand. Understand your spouse. Understand your children. You can also understand yourself. Many of us are determined to do things differently this year. We're determined. You know, it's the new year, we have resolutions. And it comes like big determination. We're determined to do things differently. You know, I hear people say, I'm going to devote my life more to Christ. I hear people say, this year I'm going to lose weight. But I think that understanding should precede determination. My thoughts. I think seek to understand before you determine to do something. Because you actually know the why, you know the how, you know the when. Somebody was speaking to me a few days ago. And the person is looking for a gymnasium, because one of the determinations for 2023 is to lose weight. So I need a gym. But by the time I sat the person down and I explained to the person that the gym will not make you lose weight, it won't. Because weight gain is all about calories. The calories that you take in and the calories that you burn out. What will make you lose weight is your diet. People that do their diet and don't go to the gym, they lose weight. But I've seen people go to the gym, they are passionate and committed to it, but they've not lost 1 kg. You've not lost 1 kg. It will make you fit. It's good to go to the gym because you'll be fit, physically fit. Your heart will pump well. But losing weight is diet. Understand more in 2023 before you determine. Seek to understand. Now, where am I going? You know what? Pastor Adeko was speaking to us upstairs just now. And it was like he knew what I wanted to talk about. On the crossover night, we were given a message from God through the Reverend. Isaiah 60. How many of us have gone back to that? To that chapter of the Bible? Since December 31. This year, you must be intentional. It's a year of being intentional. It's not a year that you will sit down and expect things will fall on your lap. No. It's an intentional year. We were given a chapter, Isaiah 60, the whole chapter, 22 verses. Have you gone back to meditate, to study, to understand what that chapter is talking to you about? Let me read 22 for you. Isaiah 60 verse 22. He says the smallest family will become 1,000 people. There will be multiplication. There will be increase. And he says the tiniest group will become a mighty nation. At the right time, I, the Lord, will make it happen. I'm sure some of us have not seen that verse again after that day. These are beautiful words of God. Words of assurance. Words of God's faithfulness. What should we do with the word of God? He says, the smallest family will become 1,000 people. It's the word of God. What are you doing with it? I remember he told us this year. It's a year of declaration. Speak it. Every day, my house, I've been speaking that Isaiah 60. Every day. He says, declare it. Declare it. Speak it. He says, arise, shine, for your light has come. This evening, I want us to discuss verse 1. And I won't be speaking too much. I want to hear from you too. I'm just here to introduce the topic and to gear us up a little bit more. That 2023 is not a year that we sit down and we're expected to bring rice and beans. Udodo. It's an intentional year. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise, shine. Why should you arise and shine? Where's the mic? I just want us to understand it. Because when you understand it, we'll probably be able to relate more. Seek to understand year 2023. Arise, shine. Why? Shall we bring the mic here? Why do you have to arise, shine? Give it to you. Dr. Hi.
Oh, praise the Lord. From the verse, he said, for thy light has come.
So and why do you have to arise, shine?
The light is available for us.
The light is here. Thank you. The light is here. Who is the light? Jesus. He says, arise, shine. For the light has come. You know, when a child sees his father, I'm talking about our little babies now. When a child sees his father, what happens? What happens? The confidence is there. Even if the father can't do anything, I'm talking about the biological father now. He says, your light has come. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, he has come. So he says, arise, shine. You don't have any business down there anymore. John chapter 8, verse 12. It says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, would have the light of life. Maybe we should discuss darkness a little bit. Because when he says your light has come, what does that mean? Sorry? It means that darkness was there. And what is the job of darkness? Eh? But be my phone. I back a sorrow. Can darkness is she?
Darkness is to make men stumble.
It's to make them stumble. Darkness represents everything that is wrong. Everything that is bad. It covers destinies. Darkness. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 2. He says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth. And he says, deep darkness, the people. That's darkness for you. People are existing, but they don't notice them. They are existing, but they are not being noticed. Why? Darkness. Beautiful people are not getting married. Darkness. Darkness. He says, the verse 2 now says, deep darkness. It means darkness has categories. It has levels. It says, deep darkness. John 11 verse 10, what you just said now. It says, but if anyone walks in the night, he stumbles. Darkness makes you stumble. You can't see. You are confused. You are confused. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 11 says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. Nothing fruitful comes out of the dark. Nothing fruitful. It says, have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness. The darkness is bad. Wrong. But the only solution to darkness, you know what it is? What is it? Light! That's the only solution to darkness. Light! And light also has categories. It has levels. You know, when NEPA takes light, the first thing you look for is maybe the touch on your phone. Right? It will just come. But you see, the touch on your phone will just make you see clearly. Can you compare that light with the NEPA light? Suddenly comes. Bah! The light of God. Genesis chapter 1, let me read 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. John chapter 1 verse 5. It says, the light shines in darkness. And darkness has not overcome it. I looked at the NLT version. It says, darkness can never extinguish it. I look at the message. It says, darkness could not put it out. That means that darkness is also trying to put out the light. Darkness doesn't give up. He doesn't give up. person says darkness couldn't put it out. And that person says darkness did not understand or overpower it. But when it says arise, shine, for your light has what? Has come. Do you believe it? That's the first thing. The word that was sent to us December 31. Do you believe it? You might not believe the tunnel. But I'm telling you, believe that word of God. He says, your light has come. It is here. Your light is here. Do you believe God? Do you know who God is? You know, on Saturday, we cannot fathom or comprehend who God is. When I left the gym on Saturday, as I got to the car, the radio that was, listen, I had a voice on the radio. And I said, this voice is Yemisi's voice. Yemisi showing that. And they were interviewing her. But then I was now wondering, how can I identify somebody with the voice? Just the voice. God is too big. Not seeing the face, just the voice on the radio. This is GMC now. And on Sunday, I was going to rec to play table tennis. As I got in the vehicle, and I started the car, I think Yenny was there. Is Yenny, where are you? Yenny? Yenny in the house? Yenny was beside me by the car and some other people. So as I entered the vehicle, and I get only Yenny, this is Brother Max Ojeomina. He said, yes. I begin to see God in another dimension. Everybody's voice is unique. Everybody's voice is unique. I can identify somebody by the voice. And that person sends a message to you. He says, arise, shine. Take your light. So the first thing is for you to believe. Believe that the light has come. Light brings order to chaos. Whatever you might have gone through in 2022, your light has come. Did you hear me very well? Whatever you might have gone through in the year 2022, I say your light has come. It's not Baba Saleh that has come. It's not your... It is your light, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. He says he has come. Your light has come. Psalm 27. He says, the Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Light gives you confidence. The light that has come should give you boldness and confidence. The light that has come should give you boldness. He says, whom shall I fear? Who should you fear? Light delivers you from every form of bondage or destruction. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2. It says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. They were dwelling they were living in the land of the shadow of death. Do you know what that means? Quarter to death. Bondage. Those that were dwelling, they were dwelling there in the land of the shadow of death. That says, upon those ones, your light shines. Upon those ones, there's deliverance. So when light comes, there's deliverance from bondage. What did you go through in 2022? Your light is here. Your light has come. But the first two words in that Isaiah 60, that one is not for God. So what should give you the boldness to arise is the fact that the light is here. So what does it mean to arise? I mean, have the mind. What does it mean? It says arise. It didn't say please arise. It didn't say please arise. It's like it's an instruction. It says arise. Arise. What does it mean to arise? You see, we call it.
Means to leave where you were, where God is calling you to.
Means to what?
To leave the position you were to another position.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Yes, any other contribution?
It means to move, to take a step.
Take a step. It says, means to take a step. It says, arise. Take a step. Arise from what? From your slumber. From your slumber. What does it mean to be? Slumber means what? Sleep. Do you know why some people are asleep? What do you hear? What do you hear? Some people are tired. So, you might not. You might not particularly feel it. They're tired. They've been doing the same thing with no result of several years. But have good news for you this week. Your life has come. And the message to the church. The message to the church in 2023 is that you should arise. Arise from your slumber. Arise from your laziness. Some people are naturally lazy. Lazy people. Arise from your failures. There's good news. This is, I bless God for the testimony of your husband, Brother Fadex. And that day, the man didn't want to give that testimony. He didn't want to give the testimony. It was that testimony that was given that day was divinely orchestrated. So I think the Reverend went to meet him and he said, that the Holy Spirit had already told him. So we created some time. How many times did he fail? How many times did he fail? I was perplexed when he was giving that testimony. I was perplexed. And I was thinking to myself that could I have done it this many times? Could I have done this many times? But see, the man is there. He has gone back. I asked after him on Sunday. Then he has gone back. O di pada. So you now sit down with your failure when God says, arise. Whatever the failures of 2022, God says, arise, for your light is here. It's here. What are you giving up on? Arise from your confusion. When the light comes, the light brings order to chaos. Arise from your confusion. Arise from your lack of ideas. If you are sick in your body, the Bible says, arise. Get up. Not because I'm saying it, not because everyone says it. It is because your light is here. You must understand. That's why I started with understanding. That's why I started the message with understanding. Seek to understand the light. Go and understand. Go and research. Go and study what the light is. Go and know what the light is. The light of God. Go and study it. Go and understand it. You know that it's not ordinary light. So when he says, arise, shine, you know that it's not just mere talk. So if you are sick in your body, it's time to arise. If you are barren, I don't want to know how many years you've been barren. I don't want to know. Just follow the instruction. Arise. Arise. This year is going to be a year of instructions. And wives, I want you to appeal to your husbands to please attend that study. Says shine. Judges chapter 13, verses 2-4. It says, now there was a certain man from Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. And the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, indeed now, you are barren and have borne no children. But you shall conceive and bear a son. Now therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink and not to eat anything else. The good news I've got to you this evening is that there's nothing that you want in 2023 in our life. I see that Isaiah 60 as a blank check. You know, we only dealt with verse 1 today. Only verse 1. But there are 22 verses there. 22 verses. Your future is in your hands. Arise. Shine. Your light has come. Praise the Lord.